The name of our parsha, Shmini, which is actually a number, is more than just a regular number, number 8, but rather it's a typological number, or a number that has meaning and significance behind it. Today I'm not going to discuss the symbolism of the 8, as opposed to 7 and what each of those two numbers represent, but I would like to discuss a significant 8, not the 8th day of Hanukkah, Shmini Atzeres, or even Bris Milah, but rather the Shmini 8 Talmidim that were murdered recently at the Merkaz Harav Yeshiva. When at this week's Parsha we hear Shmini, how could we not think of that Shmini, of that loss of life? And we must ask ourselves, although weeks later, what, if anything, should be our reaction? Is there something that we should do about it? Is there something that we should say? Or perhaps, they're way over there, and we're here in the United States, and that's just the way it is. And what can I really do to help them? I believe the answer, upon studying an episode that occurred in this week's Parsha, we may be able to get an insight as to the correct answer. Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Our Parsha opens on the eighth day of the inauguration service. The Mishkan was established, and as one can imagine, there was tremendous joy and simcha in the air. That was, of course, until tragedy struck. The Torah tells us, V'teitzei esh m'lifnei Hashem, v'tochel osam v'yamus l'ifnei Hashem, that a fire came forth from before Hashem and consumed them, two of Aharon's children, Nadav and Avihu. They died before Hashem. And one must wonder what happened. What went wrong? Why did they get punished? And the Torah alludes to an answer and says that Vayakriv lifnei Hashem esh zara asher lo sivo sam, that Nadav and Avihu, they brought an alien fire that Hashem had not commanded them to bring. But nonetheless, we see the sensitivity of Chazal that are bothered with the difficult question, as we often ask in the face of tragedy, and the question of why. Why did this happen? And as Chazal struggle to find an answer, they could not come up with one interpretation, but rather, as we said previously, that maybe they entered into the Mishkan Shisuya Yayin intoxicated. And as one could study the numerous other possible interpretations as to why this happened, but Chazal try to understand, to be able to get a grasp of why. And of course, even though we may not necessarily know the answer 100%, Vayidom Aharon teaches us that we must, on some level, not respond. We must have the emunah, the bitachon, and faith in Hashem, that there is logic, there is a reason to why this happened. But nonetheless, it certainly is, as Chazal show, within reason that a person would still wish to understand, to derive meaning and understanding as to why things happen. And therefore, I'd like to share today a different approach, which is actually found in a Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on page Nun Bet Amud Aleph. One can imagine this visual. The Kfar Hayam Moshe V'Aharon Mahalchin Baderech. The Talmud relays the situation of people walking. Moshe and Aharon were in the front, walking on the road. And then you had two of Aharon's sons, V'Nadav Avihu Mahalchin Achareihen. They were walking behind Moshe and Aharon. V'Chol Yisrael Achareihen. The Gemara tells us that the entire Jewish people followed them. Amru lo Nadav L'Avihu. I couldn't actually say this if it weren't actually written down in the Gemara. But this is what Nadav said to his brother, to Avihu. He said, quote, Imasayamusu Shnezakenim Halolu. When are these two old men in front of us, when are they going to retire? Retire permanently. Die. V'aniv atan nanhigesador. And you and myself, you, my brother, and me, will be able to be the new leaders. When are they finally going to die? Amar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, who's appalled by these words of Nadav, said, Hanira mi kabres mi. You'll see who is going to end up burying whom. We can understand, based on this chazal, as difficult as it is to understand, that the Gemara is telling us that they spoke disrespectfully of the great leaders of Klai Yisrael, Moshe, and Aaron. But furthermore, they spoke negatively about their own flesh and blood, their father and their uncle. And on this, the Medrash states, Kivan Shra'iyuv Misus Shnei Bnei Aharon. As soon as Iyuv Job, where we have an entire book dedicated to all the tragedies and sorrow that he had to undergo throughout his life, says the Medrash that when Iyuv noticed this episode of Nadav and Avihu dying, Omar, he said, Af lezos yechrad libi. Now I also have something to be afraid of. Now my heart trembles within. And this is a very difficult medrash to understand. Because what does Iyuv have anything to do with this conversation of Nadav and Avihu? Nadav and Avihu spoke disrespectfully toward Moshe and Aharon. Iyuv did not. So why would he be afraid to say Af lezos yechrad libi? Iyuv did nothing compared to what Nadav and Avihu did. What does one have to do with the other? And on this, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, better known as the Chidah, who lived from 1724 to 1806 and died in Italy, said the following explanation. He gives the answer based on the famous Gemara with Paro and Mitzrayim, who is faced with a very difficult problem, a terrible problem, the Jewish problem. What am I going to do? After all, the Bnei Yisrael are getting stronger, they're getting mighty, maybe they'll overthrow me and become leaders in my country. What should I do? And therefore the Gemara says that Shlosha Hayub Osa Eitza, that he decided to gather together three people in order to be able to discuss what to do with this problem. And who are these three individuals that Paro summoned? Bilhom, Yisro, and Iyuv. Bilhom, who as we know is Bilhom HaRasha, said that the Jewish people should be enslaved, that you should hurt the Jewish people, you should beat the Jewish people. And therefore for this, the Gemara says, appropriately, Bilhom, due to his wicked advice, was punished with an untimely death. Yisro was unable to accept these words, and therefore Yisro ran away. Says the Gemara, since he ran away from this conversation, Bilhom's words, Paro agreeing to it, Yisro merited to have great, tremendous children, and of course ultimately his son-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu. The most difficult is Iyuv. That when Iyuv heard this conversation and what Bilhom had to say, he was silent. He was quiet. He said absolutely nothing. And on this, Chazal tell us that because he was silent, he was afflicted with the most terrible, unbearable Yisurim imaginable. Terrible pain. As one could study throughout the book of Job, Sefer Iyuv. On this, the Chidah asks, why? What did Iyuv do? He didn't say anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. So why did he get such a terrible punishment? And on this, He answers, it's because when a Jew is suffering, we must learn from this message that we may not be silent. You see, Eov heard the side of Bilam to enslave the Jews, persecute the Jews, and you said nothing? That's unacceptable. But Eov did not get punished right away. He didn't get Yisurin immediately upon his silence. But there was a moment that he realized his terrible mistake. And when was that moment? When he heard of the death of the Shnei B'nai Aharon, the two children of Aharon HaKohen. Asks the Chidah, I can understand why Nadab was punished. After all, he spoke so disrespectfully against Moshe and against his own father, Aharon. That makes sense. But Avihu, as we just read in the Gemara, all he did was listen. He never said anything disrespectful. He didn't say or do anything wrong. So why was he killed? Answers the Chidah. That saying and doing nothing is also wrong. You're also held accountable. And therefore, we now understand the Medrash. Kivan Shera'iyov Misa Shnei B'nai Aharon. That once Eov noticed that not only Nadav died, but even Avihu, who was silent, Amar, then he said, Aflazo Secharad Libi. Now I realize the grave mistake that I made for my silence. And this is the message that we find throughout, that we must never be silenced or silent when it comes to the suffering and the pain of another Jew, or the potential suffering and difficulties of another Jew. The famous Gemara in Gittin, Kamsa bar Kamsa, in which man has a huge party and he tells his messenger to go get his friend, and unfortunately invitations got mixed up and he brought his enemy instead. The Gemara tells us that that was the beginning of the downfall and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. One could ask, what happened over there? Who was held responsible? Maybe it was the host that was unwilling to let this man stay, even though he said, I'll pay for the entire meal. He said, get out. No, he's not the one that's held accountable solely. Maybe it was the messenger, the one who made the mistake of inviting the wrong person. But there was another group of people. In that story, there's a group of individuals, the Chachamim, the Talmid Chachamim, the scholars of that generation. And those Talmid Chachamim witnessed all of this conversation, and they said absolutely nothing. And for that, the Chachamim are held accountable. That we may not be silent if we see that something is wrong. And therefore we must learn from the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa, from Eov, and from Avihu, the danger of silence, indifference, and apathy. And this is therefore the message of Shmini. And when I say Shmini, not our Parsha only, but the Shmini, the eight students who were shot down in the Merkaz HaRav Yeshiva. And you may ask, why week after week after week do you keep bringing up this very terrible tragedy? It happened! Let's move on! After all, we're still in the month of Adar, Marvin B'Simcha. Why do you keep focusing on such terrible news? And the answer is that we must tell the world that when it comes to this tragedy, we're not going to forget about it. And what happened? is not acceptable, it will not be tolerated, and that we will not be silent. See, when a Jew dies, or is threatened by Qassam rockets being shot in Sderot, we will not be silent. When a Jew is in need, when a Jew is impoverished, when a Jew is lacking, we will not be silent. During this time of year, before Pesach, it's customary to think of the mitzvah of Ma'ot Chitim, the charity, so that the poor families will be able to at least have the essentials for Pesach, matzah, wine, just the basic supplies that every single Jewish home needs in order to be able to observe Passover properly. Let us learn from the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, from Iyov and Avihu, that today, too, we shall not be silent. Good Shabbos.